I want you to stop and take a moment right now and think about what is your favorite food. Really think about that. For some of you, you might have an immediate response. You know exactly what your favorite food is. For others, maybe it's a little bit more difficult to decide. But think about that. What is your favorite food? And then I want you to follow that up with, why is that your favorite food? What makes it your favorite? And there could be a wide range of reasons as to why that's our favorite food. And the fact of the matter is, you've heard me talk about this in the past, but nutrition encompasses so many things, so many influences of our past experiences, our lifestyle, mental, emotional, social, physical, financial, and all of these other influences that determine why we make the food choices that we do every day. And what today's episode is about is, when we think about what our favorite food is, I think that uncovers so much insight as to what is important and drives your food choices. So we can learn a lot about our nutritional choices by thinking about what our favorite food is. Stay tuned for this episode. You don't want to miss this one. Welcome to the HNL Movement Podcast, where everything is geared to leveling up your performance in activities, sports, and life. Join me in my professional journey as I share my knowledge and experiences while also learning from professionals, colleagues, clients, and you, with one goal in mind: how to optimize human performance. This is the right place to learn how a multidimensional approach will sustain the performance and lifestyle you desire. Welcome back, everyone, to the HNL Movement Podcast. For all of my new listeners out there, you're in the right place to hear about all of these tips, topics, strategies, conversations about optimizing human performance. And for all of my returning listeners, thank you again for tuning in for another episode. And for everyone out there, if you haven't heard some of the previous episodes, go check them out on all of your favorite podcasting platforms. There's been a lot of great solo episodes, one like today where I cover a bite-sized chunk as to some aspect or facet that deals with optimizing human performance. And there's also been a lot of great guest interviews. I've enjoyed all of the conversations, guests who've come on, shared their stories, their journey, shared a lot of insights, words of wisdom that we can take and learn from and apply to our own journey. So go check all of them out, and also check out my social media channels and my YouTube channel. Everything across the board you can find at HNL Movement. My YouTube channel has a lot of short video highlight clips of these guest interviews, so you can watch some of the video content that matches the audio that you've been listening to. So again, everything across the board is at HNL Movement. And if you're finding a lot of value and benefit from these episodes or any of the other free content out there, be sure to share it with family, friends, coaches, teammates, colleagues, anyone else that can find some value and benefit as well, and anyone else that's looking to get that competitive advantage, competitive edge, to really elevate their performance as they strive towards all of their goals. And lastly, if you're finding value and benefit, be sure to interact with me. I would love to hear some of the feedback from you. And also, if you have any questions or other things that you would like me to cover or share insights about, please let me know as well. You can contact me on social media channels, or you can email me on my website, hnlmovement.com, or you can email me directly at andrew@hnlmovement.com. And with all of that, let's jump into today's episode. And it's another short and sweet episode. And this is something to always kind of revisit and think about, because I think it tells you a lot about what drives your nutrition choices, what influences the nutrition choices that you make, and just tells you a lot about what you value when it comes to nutrition. So as you've heard me say before, and for everyone out there, nutrition is so much more than just food in front of us. It's so much more than just fuel for your body and for your activities. Nutrition is a big component and big part of our overall life and lifestyle. And when you think about the question that I started with, what is your favorite food? And then follow that up with, why is that your favorite food? You're probably gonna come up with many reasons that go well beyond just that the food tastes good. Because we all, when it comes to what we want to eat, we don't want to eat things that taste bad. We don't want to eat things that we don't like. So we always want things that taste good, are appealing to us, but it goes well beyond that. There's probably a lot of other influences outside of just the nutritional content on the plate that really factors in into why that's your favorite food. And it's no secret, of course, our preferences are heavily influenced by our cultural upbringing, the foods that we ate growing up, the people that we shared foods with, all of those past experiences. That's a big factor into what types of foods we like to eat. So if that was on your list, I'm sure you're not surprised by that. Typically, our favorite food has some type of cultural background attached to it, maybe emotional, social, psychological background to it. Comfort food is a real thing, right? So that might factor in into these were foods that we ate during times of stress or emotional stress, or we ate around family and we ate around special occasions and get-togethers. All of that is very important when we think about what our favorite food is. On top of that, just to share more insights, many times there's a financial component to it. Maybe it was something that you like because it's cheap and it fills you up. Or maybe it's something you like because it was what you got on special occasions, maybe your birthday, family parties, whatever it is. Another reason you might have is maybe it's convenient. Maybe it's something that you always like to eat on the go, so it became your favorite food. There's so many things. I can't cover all of the examples, but you can see that there's so many drivers of why a certain food is something that we prefer and that we enjoy and like. And I think overall, the reasons that you like certain food, I think that stays pretty consistent. But you might find that different foods might fill those same preferences or what you really enjoy eating. So I want to give an example. And everyone is very different. I've talked to many people throughout the years about what their favorite food is. And there's been a wide range of responses. And I'll share a little insights. I think when it comes to food, I like to enjoy a lot of variety of foods. So many that I don't know if I have an absolute favorite, but I do enjoy and try to enjoy as many foods as possible. And there's certain things to me that when I reflect on this question, underlying reasons or what I tend to gravitate towards more is I like things that make me feel good. I like things that fill me up. I don't like to eat something and still be hungry. And I like things that I grew up around. I think those are very vague, but you know, something that people can relate to. Other things, I like things that are convenient. It's not so hard to get or super difficult to eat. I like things that I can enjoy and it doesn't have to be like a whole big production to make sure that I finish this meal. And as I've gone through my nutrition education and my own journey, certain foods kind of started to check off all of those check boxes. And of course, I like all of the local foods, the foods that we find in Hawaii, because that's what I grew up on. But on top of that, I like more balance. I like things that really keep me satisfied until my next meal or snack. I still like the foods that I grew up on, like poke, a lot of seafood, all the ethnic cuisines that we find here. But I've also learned how to create a better balance of these meals to make something that I enjoy. And I think that's what I've learned throughout the past. And this is relatively recent. I would say throughout the past, maybe like 5 to 7 years. Because I first started to dive into more nutrition back in like 2017, 2018 or so. And that's when I started to realize that there's so much more to nutrition, exactly what I'm talking about here, than just the food and the fuel that nutrition and food provides. So overall, I know I'm not sharing a lot about specific dishes, but there are certain things that I like. I like poke bowls. I like it with something on the side that balances out the meal a little bit more, either some veggies, some salad, some fruit, something on the side that I can eat during that same sitting that helps me to feel a little bit more satisfied. I like bentos with a lot of variety because you have a little bit of everything and kind of keeps me satisfied as well. Not only hunger-wise, but it keeps me mentally and emotionally satisfied. I got to try a little bit of everything. Some of the other things that I've really gotten to like in my adult life is like Vietnamese beef stew. I like all of those kind of things that to me, it just tastes good and there's something attached to it that I really enjoy. It's comforting. It's things that I like to eat in certain scenarios or situations. So overall, what I'm trying to say is that I have a lot of foods that I look forward to and I enjoy eating. And the second thing that I want to say is that for me personally, my favorite food isn't something that I need to eat every day. I think I really, really enjoy it, but because there's so many other things that I'm looking forward to, I really try to have a lot of variety and things that I add to the mix. So even though it's something that I would consider my favorite, I'm really not eating it every day and sometimes not even every week. So it's something to think about. And this is just sharing a little insight and perspective for what works for me. other people may be listening to this and think, this is definitely not what my nutrition habits are like. And that's perfectly fine. I think just understanding what is your favorite food, that can uncover a lot of the things that are important to you that drives your food choices. And that kind of leads into what I want to kind of finish off this episode with, is that enjoyment of our food choices and what we're eating and our nutritional habits, that is all part of nutrition. That is helps us to be satisfied more than just the physical satiety of eating a meal, but it helps us to feel satisfied mentally, emotionally, socially, with whoever you're eating with. It helps us to feel satisfied overall. And it's all part of our taking care of ourselves, our overall well-being, and it's really part of our nutrition habits. There's no right or wrong way to have nutrition habits, but I will say if the nutrition habits that you're doing is not sustainable and does not work well for you, then it probably can be improved. And that's the bottom line, is that with all of your nutrition habits, yes, we want it to take care of our health physically, but there's so much more again. We want it to satisfy us emotionally, mentally, socially, financially, culturally, all of these other aspects that's very interconnected and very much involved with our nutrition choices, our nutrition habits. And all of this, going back to how I started this episode, you can learn from what aspects are important to you by just asking you, what is your favorite food? By just asking yourself, what is your favorite food? You might find that the two most important things that make your favorite food your favorite is the people that you eat it with. Maybe it was family gatherings all growing up, and maybe the cost, right? Those are things that it probably applies to a lot of other things that you do in nutrition or drives a lot of your other food choices. For someone else, maybe it's your favorite food because it's something that you like when you're stressed and it makes you feel good. So maybe mental and emotional factors of your food choices, maybe that's a big driver. And just understanding some of these things, that really is what helps us to make better food choices that work better for us. And I think you're getting that point that I'm trying to make. Other people, it might just be purely cost and maybe making sure that you feel full after and you feel physically like you have enough energy to do everything, right? So understand what are some of the important factors and influences as to what makes your favorite food your favorite, but also reflect a little bit and understand that this probably translates into all of my other food choices that I make. And this can help you to learn about your food choices, learn about your relationship with food, and help to guide you to make some of the choices more frequently that work better for you. So what I encourage everyone to do is to think about this, how I started at the beginning of the episode, and maybe as you're listening to this, things might have changed a little bit, but think about what is your favorite food and why is that your favorite food? And then uncover some of the reasons why and the meaning of what makes this your favorite. And then try to think about and learn about your nutritional habits. What is working good for you? What types of things can be improved? And how this transcends all of your nutritional choices and habits that you're practicing. And all I want to leave with is the take-home message. And if you've listened to some of my nutrition topics in the past, this is what I constantly try to reiterate and emphasize, is there's basically three things that I want to say. One, find what works for you with your nutrition habits. And again, keep in mind that nutrition encompasses everything in your lifestyle. It's really integrated into all aspects of your lifestyle. Then, once you find what works for you, try to do things and create sustainable nutrition habits. We want to practice things consistently and build habits that support our nutrition and our lifestyle. And then the last thing, what I think we tend to forget sometimes, especially with all of the noise in the nutrition space, is that don't forget that you need to have a positive and healthy relationship with food. I think that's probably one of the most important things. Enjoy what you're eating. Enjoy who you're eating with. Enjoy all of the other things that food provides. Mentally, emotionally, physically, of course, and try to do everything to have a strong and healthy relationship with food. And again, that will connect with the other two points that I talked about, creating sustainable nutrition habits and finding what works specifically for you. So for everyone out there, if you do have favorite foods, If you're in Hawaii, you have favorite places to eat. I would love to hear some of them. And I'm always excited to try many new things. So contact me, give me some feedback, insight, share some of your favorite food or food places with me on social media. You can contact me again across all social media at H&L Movement. Also, be sure to check out things on my YouTube channel and all the other free content and other episodes on this podcast as well. And for those of you that are finding value or benefit from any of these episodes, again, be sure to share it with anybody else who would find some value and benefit from it. Other than that, that is all that I have for today's episode. I hope everyone has a great rest of your week. I release episodes every Tuesday, so I'll be back here same time, same place next week. Until then, enjoy some of your favorite foods this week and tune in for next week's episode. Aloha.